This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
Hello, this is Gordon Smith, co-host of Faith in Action. I want to introduce you to today, Bridget Ayer.
Hello, hello, Gordon. Great to be with you, and thanks to everyone that's tuning in.
I just want to say one thing today about ways to listen to Catholic Radio. If you haven't done it lately, and you're obviously listening right now, please go to your cell phone and download the free cell phone app for your Android or your Apple. It's called Catholic Radio Indy, and it'll give you perfect reception anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And we have a tradition here at Faith in Action. Before we go on the air, we typically pray the Come Holy Spirit prayer. But Gordon has decided that we are going to start praying it on the air with our listening audience, because we need all the help we can get. So, Gordon, would you lead us in the Come Holy Spirit prayer?
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of us, your faithful, and enkindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit instructs the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Gordon, for leading that. And we have got a great show for you today here on Faith in Action. Actually, being grateful is a worthy goal, but when we are facing trials, it's not that easy to give thanks. Our topic today is, you guessed it, giving thanks and letting go. And our guest today is best-selling author and podcast host Danielle Bean, who has written a book on the topic of this very title, giving thanks and letting go. Welcome to Faith in Action, Danielle.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you have a very interesting background. You're hosting a podcast called Girlfriends. You're a mother. You've written a boatload of books. Where are you from, and where are you based out of right now?
Yeah, so I'm from New Hampshire, and I'm based out of New Hampshire.
Okay.
So born and bred here. Yeah, so my husband and I live here in New Hampshire. We both were born and raised in the same little town. We met in high school and married after college. And we moved a little bit north, and so we've planted ourselves quite firmly here in the Lakes region of New Hampshire, where we've raised 8 children together, still are raising them, but there are fewer of them in the house each year.
So give me the ages of your kids, and then I also want to know, did you grow up Catholic?
Yes. Okay, so first of all, the easy question. Yeah, I have 8 kids, and they range in age from my youngest is now 15 to my oldest is 26, so a lot of kids packed into 12 years there. And I was born and raised Catholic. I'm a cradle Catholic. I'm one of 9 children myself. My husband's just one of 2. He's a convert, and he converted in college. And, you know, so when we got married, we knew we wanted to have a large family, and it was just sort of a given. I had such a blessed childhood. I really wanted nothing less for my own kids.
You know, I interview lots of people, and it's just amazing when I meet other moms that are not only have many children, but they're also doing all the things that you're doing. I gotta ask you, how do you do it? I mean, how many books do you have?
So my most recent one, Whisper, is my 10th.
Okay. Now, were you always a writer?
Not really. So I mentioned we got married right out of college, and we started our family right away, which was all I ever wanted. I just wanted to be a mom. Mm-hmm. And God fulfilled that dream for me. And we had many kids in a short number of years, and it wasn't until the summertime when I was pregnant with our 5th that I kind of just got this urge. I have always enjoyed writing, and you know, I'm a big fan of all different kinds of writing, and I've always been a voracious reader. So I just kind of got an urge during that summertime when I was pregnant with our 5th. My husband was working nights, so he's a teacher for many years, and in the summertime he usually would take on a different kind of part-time job through the summer months, earn a little extra money, and he happened to take a job where he was working a night shift, and so he was gone, and then all my kids were little, and they were going to bed at like 7:30 in the evening, and I found myself with some time on my hands. Lo and behold, you know, this mama pregnant with her fifth child in almost as many years. And I just felt like this urge to begin working on some kind of writing. And I began doing that, and I started small and just started sending out some queries to some different Catholic publications. Eventually, my work found happy home in some places like the National Catholic Register. I wound up having a regular column there and some other Catholic magazines. And my work in publication just kind of grew from there.
It's really awesome to hear people's stories and how they didn't really have a plan to do X, Y, or Z, and they just, you know, felt called or felt inspired and just were just kind of doing it for themselves or maybe their friends, and then all of a sudden it just takes off. We're talking with Danielle Bean. She is the podcast host of Girlfriends and best-selling author of many books, including the book Giving Thanks and Letting Go.
Right.
I need to do that myself. Well, we're heading into Thanksgiving, and you know, this is not something that we just do once a year, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. And that is part of what I was doing when I wrote this book. I was writing, so the subtitle is The Reflections on the Gift of Motherhood. So it's really focused on this kind of different stage of life that I find myself in. I shared that my youngest is 15. And, you know, all along in all of my different work and the different writing I've done, I've always just shared reflections on the vocation of motherhood from my own perspective and then some of the things that we have in common as moms, some of the unique joys and challenges that we face as Catholic moms. And this book is no different, except I was kind of focusing on this stage of life, which is different, which is about being deliberate at every time of year, but we can do this especially at Thanksgiving, just remind ourselves that we need to be deliberate about giving thanks. And for me, in this book, I was sharing the idea that giving thanks sometimes comes along with that counterpart of letting go, giving thanks for what was and letting go of what was and being open to embracing what God has planned for us in the future. And we can all do that, especially, you know, in this age that we're, you know, various things that we've had to give up in the time of COVID or the time of pandemic. And looking back over the course of the last year, this Thanksgiving, many of us might be like, oh, well, I didn't get to do that thing, and oh, that thing got canceled, and, you know, or we've lost people, and we're grieving those things. And it's an opportunity this time of year especially to pause and give thanks for what we did have and to let go of things that are no longer part of our lives or that are changing, maybe in ways that we didn't expect, maybe in ways we never would have chosen. But that's really part of the process. That's what God is always calling us into, is to a deeper relationship with Him that comes from trusting Him, stepping in, giving thanks for the many blessings that we have, and letting go. Sometimes letting go of our own sense of control over things is sometimes the hardest task of all.
No doubt about that. Well, you start off the book by saying goodbye. Who were you saying goodbye to?
Yeah, that was for my fourth child, my second daughter, Juliet, and she was leaving for college. And this is a scene that many parents can relate to. And I'd already been through it, you know, a couple of times at that point. And so I thought I was a veteran at it, but you know, some things don't get easier, and each of the ways that we're called to parent our children are going to be unique. The ways that we're going to have to let go of them, that we're called to give thanks and let go throughout their childhood. This is something that really was a blessing to me as I shared this book with audiences, was I would have moms, even of kindergartners, that would come up to me and say, I can so relate to this because, you know what, I put my little guy on the bus last week and it broke my heart. And if you can understand that motherhood is very much a process of working ourselves out of a job. And it's an amazing blessing to see that happen in our kids' lives, see them grow into the people God means for them to be, see them take on new challenges and face new opportunities. And yet, it's sometimes a painful process for us. It's bittersweet, isn't it?
Well, I think something that you said that totally cracked me up was, you know, you're standing there with your daughter. I think it was Julia, as you said, and you know, you go through that thing in your mind. Did I prepare them for this? You know, what did I forget to teach them? And it's so funny because it's been a couple of years, but I sent my first one off to college, and it just was like, oh my gosh, I hope I did a good enough job. I'm like, I felt like such a failure. Like, you know, you know, it's like, oh boy, can we cram some more in here before we, you know? But yeah, I mean, their whole book, it was just so relatable to me. You talk about embracing now. Talk about that. Because I think that's such a great lesson for us.
Yeah, and that's very much attached to gratitude, right? Being grateful for the present moment, being present in the present moment is one of those life lessons that God is teaching me over and over again. And it's something throughout parenthood that I think we struggle with. I know when I was a young mom, and young moms feel overwhelmed by so many things and exhausted, and they're adapting to this new role they're playing that's just depleting of their very selves. And yet so many people will tell them, like, enjoy every moment. Like, don't, you know, and I remember sometimes just wanting to scream at people who would tell me that. Like, this is so hard. There's nothing enjoyable about this. And so it was like layering this guilt upon me where I was like, not only am I messing this up, but I'm supposed to be enjoying it, and I'm not. And so feeling that kind of pressure. And so I think we need to give young moms a break first and foremost in that way. But what those people were saying was true,
yeah.
Right? Because they had those are often coming from women who've a little bit ahead of me in this family game, and they had a little bit of wisdom to share that they could look back, as I'm able to now, and say, okay, you know, every moment is indeed precious, and there are things that are very fleeting, and you don't see that in the moment. You don't see the preciousness of it in the moment. So, yes, we do need that reminder to pause and be grateful in the moment, being grateful for every moment as it happens. And that's something I think we naturally get better at as we have more life experience, as we gain a little bit, hopefully, wisdom as we're going through this parenting thing. And even with just regard to your regular life, in your work life or in your marriage, you experience these things and you learn how fleeting time is, how these moments, sometimes these moments of great challenge, that all things are indeed passing. And you can kind of have that greater perspective that expands a bit as you gain more experience and as you grow a little bit older. And so part of what I wanted to share in this book is a little bit of that perspective, that not necessarily to lay guilt upon people to enjoy every moment when you might indeed be struggling quite a bit, but just know, like, this is going to pass as well. And so being more conscious and pausing to reflect on what we have to be grateful for is so vitally important.
Danielle, I know with 8 kids, you've been through the ringer. You have people that say, don't you know how that happens or how that works? You get all those kinds of side comments. And I know also that you must have a good marriage if you're been doing this for 8 kids worth. So tell us how you work as a team with your husband in the raising of your family.
Oh, yeah. My husband, Dan, is God's greatest blessing to me. And that's no secret, for sure. And, you know, like you started out asking about, you know, how I do all these different things. Well, he's a big part of that equation. That is why. That is part of it. And, of course, the Holy Spirit is the largest part of it. But, you know, really being a team is so important. And I do have a chapter in the book that is just focused on marriage. But also just not just focus on marriage as like, oh, we're this great team and we're in this together. Of course, that's 100% true. But also, I wanted to share some of the real challenges that we go through as our family life changes, as life throws stuff at us that we never envisioned, as our roles adapt and shift as husband, as father, as mother, and as wife. You know, these things change over the course of our family lives, and sometimes it's a bit rough. It's a bit rough along the way. So I really wanted to share in an authentic way about some of those real challenges, some of those really hard times that can happen inside of a marriage, and that God has such a plan for blessing us through even those, even through some of those trials that we never would choose, even through some of those hard times that we never would have wanted, never envisioned happening, that God has a plan for us, that the permanence of marriage is such a gift to us. In those moments when we feel like we want to throw it all away and walk away, mm-hmm. we don't see it for the gift that it is. But it's when you get through those times because of the permanence of marriage, because sometimes you're more committed to this commitment you made than you are to that other person who's driving you crazy right now.
Just praise God.
Seeing that is so, it's just seeing that in kind of in reflection and looking back on it has been such a valuable life lesson for me, that permanence of marriage is such a great gift to us.
Great point. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Danielle Bean about letting go, giving thanks, and letting go. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Across America, there are quiet heroes changing lives every day. When disaster strikes, they lend support. They give hope to those in need, warmth to the cold, and help to those society ignores. Over the past decade, they have given more than $1.5 billion and 700 million hours to charity. When it comes to making a difference, the Knights of Columbus are on the front lines. Become a knight and be the difference. Learn more at KOFC.org.
Because of the virus, shipping slowdowns, and shortages of raw materials, many sources are encouraging you to get your Christmas shopping and shipping done earlier than usual this year. Remember, if you'll be buying anything on Amazon, first go to smile.amazon and register Catholic Radio Indy as your favorite charity. It costs you nothing and we'll get a small percentage of whatever you buy. If all of our listeners do it, it can really add up.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Gordon Smith is co-hosting with me, and we're talking with our guest, Danielle Bean. She is a podcast host of Girlfriends and best-selling author of many books, and we're talking about, and I'm going to get the title right, Giving Thanks and Letting Go. We were joking at the break that I keep saying letting go first, and I'm like, is the Holy Spirit trying to tell me to let go of something? I don't know what it is. And then Danielle, tell us the friend that kept messing up your title. What was she calling it?
Yeah, when this book first came out, I had a girlfriend who was continually referring to it as giving up and letting go, which is so funny to me. Isn't that, we betray ourselves sometimes. She very much wanted to give up, I think.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think we all get to that point at some times in our life, especially when we're raising kids. In fact, my husband and I often joke that we should be filming this, you know, we should be filming our home as a recruitment for vocation to the priesthood or religious life, because it's so crazy sometimes. You're like, this would be a great recruitment video for the other vocation, you know?
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. I have a friend who once said to me that she considered it a spiritual work of mercy when she invited other friends into her home so they could see what a mess it was and that they could be encouraged that at least theirs wasn't as bad as hers.
Well, I got to pick up on the word messy, because you use that word frequently in your book as I page through it. Because life is messy. It doesn't always look perfect like a prayer card, or, you know, you see these beautiful prayer cards and you're like, well, my life's not like that. It's a total disaster. Help. So what are your thoughts about the whole messiness of it?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not an accident that word appears frequently in my book, because that is a theme. That's something I think it's really important for us to be real about, because there's a lot of disillusionment to be found if you know these ideals about, you know, what our domestic church should look like, or, you know, what Catholic family life should look like, or even if you're scrolling through Instagram and seeing these beautiful photos and other ways people are living out their Catholic faith lives. You know, that can be discouraging sometimes, because we know these ideals to be true. We might read these beautiful teachings of St. John Paul II on what family life is and what a beautiful gift it is, and we know that's true, but then we know our own mess also, and we feel like we're falling short of that, and we can, you know, in that disconnect between those two realities, there's sometimes disillusionment. So it's important for us to be real about some of the messiness, not to wallow in it, not to embrace it, but to recognize that it is there. Like, this isn't heaven yet. Like, we're working our way toward that. And there are going to be some mess-ups along the way. It's not going to necessarily go the way that you have it planned. It's not all going to come out neat and tidy at the end of each day. And it's really important for us to learn to make our peace with that. That is part of, you know, in the title, the letting go that you are focused on, is really a part of that, that we need to be letting go of those things. And I have found that family life really is very much a daily practice in learning what things we can let go of, what things we should let go of, what are we gripping to, what are we clutching onto, like our precious sense of control. What is God inviting us in to trust him with instead?
Yeah, it's really interesting, as you were mentioning, you know, as we look at Instagram or, you know, other things on social media, or just we live in a Pinterest and photoshopped world. The other show that I watch is HGTV. Okay, you know, if that isn't reality, I don't know what is, you know, or that's not reality. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and then you walk back into your house, you're like, wait a minute. My house doesn't look anything like that. There's kids and dogs and mess. And
right.
So, yeah.
Right, absolutely. I think it's important to be discerning about what we will allow to influence us in that way. I mean, really, a recipe for becoming dissatisfied with your home is to watch a bunch of those shows in a row.
Oh, absolutely.
Or become dissatisfied with your home by walking through a store like Home Goods, where you're just like all these fancy things, you're envisioning this different life for yourself, or becoming dissatisfied with your marriage or your relationships because of what you watch in a movie or read in a book or see on the screen of Instagram, which is a tiny little snapshot of a tiny little corner of somebody's tiny little life, that it's not meant for you to be comparing yourself to that. So I think we really do need to be discerning about that, especially in today's world where there's so much that's thrown at us. There's so much information, so much noise, so much for us to consume.
Well, what are some of the biggest things that you had to let go of? You mentioned the mess. You had to let go of that. Was there anything else that stands out that you really had to let go of?
Well, there's certain things that I realized that kind of, especially with regard to like our family prayer life that I was kind of clinging to as my kids got older, and things that didn't serve us anymore or didn't make sense. And I think this is something that we need to be aware of as parents, is that, you know, one thing that works for your family, and it's great for your family, a huge blessing for your family at a certain time, in a future time, you're going to be different, and your kids are going to be different, you're going to have different commitments, and you may need to reassess, like, is this the way that we still want to be doing this? And as precious as some of those memories are, it can be hard to let go of. Like, it's not going to look like this. I had to very much make peace with the fact that not all my kids were under our roof at the same time most evenings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, okay, well, then we're going to say family prayers with who's here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a different thing. And it kind of, I realized I was kind of holding out, like, okay, the ideal moment, I'm going to wait till everybody's here. And then, lo and behold, that never came. So it wasn't happening. So sometimes you do need to reassess things like that. It might not be about family prayer time. Maybe it's about meal time. Maybe it's other traditions that are very precious to you. And that doesn't mean they weren't good things in the past, but that's part of it, giving thanks for what it was and letting go and being open to embracing the new things that God has in store for you.
One of the things I really liked about the book was that it was so not only just authentic, but there were so many takeaways, not just for mothers, but just really for anybody that is, you know, we can all give thanks and we can all let go. So I thought that there were so many takeaways, whether you're a mom or not. Very funny, too. You know, very, I was like, wow, I can relate to that. So, I mean, very relatable. I want to get into, first of all, where can people get the book? We've got about 5 minutes left.
Okay, sure. So they can get it. It's published by Ave Maria Press. You can get it at AveMariaPress.com. You can get a link to it through my website, which is DanielleBean.com. But, of course, it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the regular online places that you might like to shop. But I always encourage people, too, if you have a local Catholic bookseller, check them out. Give them a call. Ask if they have this book on the shelves or if they could order some copies for you. A great way to support a local small Catholic business as well.
I want to ask you about your podcast, Girlfriends. Tell me a little bit about that and how long you've been doing it.
Yeah, I've been doing it for 5.5 years, a little bit more than that actually now, which is crazy. And at the time when I took it on, I was in a different role professionally. I was publishing magazines. I was publisher and editor-in-chief of Catholic Digest. And that's where, you know, in the beginning I talked about my freelance career and how I got started. That naturally led to other things, like you said, that
it
I never envisioned and really God had planned for me. So I wound up in that position, but something I realized at that point in my life when I was in that role in publishing was I was far removed from where I began, which was really a personal connection with other moms and that kind of ministry. And I felt like I've lost my connection. I've lost my voice a little bit. And I wasn't blogging anymore like I did back in the early days and not so much writing articles and that sort of thing. So I thought, what should I do? And podcasting really seemed to be something that was on the uptick at the point. And I said, well, maybe that's a good personal connection. And lo and behold, it really has been. I have really enjoyed learning that new way of connecting with people, and really the beautiful community of women that has been built around this. So it's called Girlfriends. It's really just got a real conversational feel. Sometimes it's just me sharing about a topic. Other times I'll have guests on. I love to interview women working in different kinds of ministry or women that are writing books or working in media. So it's been a real joy to be a part of a larger community in that way. But even more importantly, just that personal connection. I am so moved and just honored by the way that people will entrust me with what's going on in their lives and reach out to me, ask me to pray for them, and just really become a part of that community of listeners. It's a beautiful gift.
So for our listeners that they're, you know, they're heading into, we're all heading into Thanksgiving, any advice for the holidays in terms of giving thanks?
Don't burn the turkey.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm a big fan of Thanksgiving. I actually really love it because it's one of those holidays that's really simple in its focus, right? It's like on food and family, and that's really what it's all about. So I would just encourage people in giving thanks and letting go this Thanksgiving, just focus on those small things and not know that not everything's going to go to plan, right? Maybe your turkey isn't going to come out the way that you want it to, but enjoy those moments with your family, with friends, and in whatever way you're able to gather this year. And you know, so just be very conscious of that. Like, what can I give thanks for, and what is God calling on me to let go of? It's really a wonderful time of year to pause and reflect on the year past and look ahead to what is in store for you in the future. It's going to be the start of a whole new liturgical year very shortly.
What are you giving thanks for this year?
Oh, well, I've got a lot to give thanks for. So
in 2 minutes.
I'll just share that some of my big kids, even more so than when I wrote the book, are engaged, getting married. At the time we're recording this, my son's going to be married in a little over 2 weeks from now. I have a daughter who's newly engaged, and she's visiting us here at home. So I'm really just thankful for all the ways that our family is continuing to grow. And the new people that are getting added to our lives as a result of my children getting married and beginning families of their own in various ways. So that to me is just a real blessing at this stage of life, being able to enjoy that, even as I've still got some kids that are still living here at home.
That's really awesome. Well, you've given us a lot to think about in terms of giving thanks and letting go. And I think I've got to let go of something. I don't know what it is, but the Holy Spirit's speaking to me. Our guest today has been Danielle Bean, podcast host of Girlfriends and bestselling author of many books. We've been talking about her book, Giving Thanks and Letting Go. You can get her book and connect with her at daniellebean.com. Danielle, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thanks for having me. It's been a real joy talking with you.
God bless you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.